he said, she said, or technically speaking and simply put.
Aloha, Tracy.
Aloha, Corey.
Well, that was a very nice aloha. And of course, here in Hoochie-Coochie Land, aloha means hello and goodbye and lots of love in between. So isn't it nice to be here and enjoy that flavor of hanging loose? And of course, the land is so beautiful. And what's neat is that the people who come here to visit are generally in a very, very positive mood. So there's that kind of energy flying around too.
Well, what I like about it is that you're actually in style here. You can wear plaids and flowers and you name it. You're in style, actually, so that works out really well. And your hair is growing long. He's actually growing his hair now, so that's cool.
Well, a long time ago, when I was about 18 or 19, I did actually live in Waikiki, and I was a pedicab driver, and I was into surfing, and I had long blonde hair. My hair tends to go blonde. It's not really going blonde. Maybe I've been in the city too long. But once I get in that water and start body surfing, and the neat thing about body surfing is that unlike the board surfing, you can't rest. You are bobbing up and down. Usually where I body surf, the water is fairly deep. So you have to tread in the water, and just your head is sticking out. So you're getting a lot of sun, and I might spend an hour straight out there, and of course there's a lot of reflection and sun, so which is very, very cool. But yeah, it's all part of getting into the environment and making those adjustments. And yeah, hanging loose is about not worrying about fashion, not feeling the pressure that is often very common in other urban centers. But that's what makes Waikiki in Hawaii very unique. It is an urban, dense, metropolitan environment, but there's no fashion standard. You can literally walk down the street almost naked with a surfboard on your head or pedaling a bike, and it's very cool. I really like that. Okay, so let's start with our first topic. Tracy, what's cooking?
Well, what's cooking? I've been cooking a lot over the holidays. Every single night I made a huge, big, beautiful meal, if I do say so myself. But I just wanted to talk about the same old story, the benefits of a salad and homemade salad dressing. It's just really important to get it into you, and I don't know how many times you and I, Corey, talk about the salad and how important and essential it is to start at the beginning of the meal. Now, Tutu and George, that's Corey's mom and her husband, George, came to visit us for 2 weeks in Oahu over the holidays. And I made a full-on dinner every single night. We didn't eat in restaurants. We have a beautiful view here, so I've got a nice little table, and we'd look out at the view, and we'd have a lot of nice conversation, a lot of laughs. And what was really remarkable was to see the change in George's health. It was visibly remarkable that we could see a difference in George. George is going to be 85 in March. And Tutu said at the beginning, now Tutu means grandmother in Hawaiian, so we call Corey's mom Tutu. Now Tutu said at the beginning of their trip that George wasn't a big eater, so don't make a lot of food for George. And I said, that's great, all the more for me, no problem. We also do know that George is not a salad eater. He does not eat salad. We've never seen him eat a salad. We've shared many dinners together over the years, and he never eats a salad. He pushes it around with his fork. And again, I said, well, you know, at my table, George, these next 2 weeks you're here, and I'm cooking the meals, you're eating a salad. And he didn't argue with me because I'm a little bit of a bossy boots. So at the beginning of the trip, he started to eat like a fruit nappy, like a little fruit cocktail size of salad. And at the end of the trip, he was eating a dinner plate full of salad, and he loved it. All he could talk about was how great the salad and the dressings were. Now, they're very simple salads that I made. I just want you to know that. every night it was like green salad, but I did make a coleslaw and a Caesar salad. The rich Caesar salad was on Christmas that I made. I don't do that every day because it's just far too rich, but it certainly is yummy. I changed up the dressing, and I changed the different lettuces to make it more appealing. I did have the papaya seed dressing, which I talked about last time. I used an essential fatty acid oil with balsamic vinegar or cider vinegar or lemon juice as an acid. It gives a totally different taste. The balsamic vinegar, the apple cider, or the lemon juice, totally different. Mrs. Dash, a little bit of garlic, some crushed pepper. I mean, it just really doesn't get easier than that. Now, you can use a lot of different lettuces, such as romaine. You can use a spring mix. You can use a red leaf lettuce, butter lettuce, even iceberg lettuce. I actually bought an iceberg lettuce, didn't I, Corey? And it was $4.18 for a head of iceberg lettuce. It's out of this world. But the list goes on for the different types of lettuces that you can use and the different types of dressing that you can use. You don't need to add anything else. If you're having a big meal, you want to have a lighter salad. So I just use the lettuce, and then I might add a little onion, a little white onion, yellow onion, or purple onion. And, you know, you've got a different salad every single night and different dressings. A really healthful salad dressing acts as a digestive enzyme in the body. It helps to ward off disease in the body, lubricates the joints, and it tastes really, really good. You know, Corey, and I know you're going to attest to this as well, that it was really wonderful to see George regenerate right in front of our eyes. The color in his face, he had a bounce in his step, a spring in his step, he had more energy, and just by eating on a routine, regular, every night at 6:30, they came over, we had a full-on meal, a healthy meal, we put him on some vitamins, he got some fresh air, and he got some sunshine, and he was a new man by the time he left.
Yeah, that was amazing, and you know, the body does love routine, except when the routine is the wrong one. A lot of people have routine in their lives. They create habits, but they're not helpful, they're not beneficial, they're not positive. In fact, they're quite harmful. Like, for example, the habit of smoking compared to, say, the habit of drinking a glass of water between meals throughout the day so that you get into the 8 and 12 and 15 and 20 glasses. Remember, the amount of water that you need to consume is not based on a table or standard that someone just comes up with and says this is the amount that everyone needs. It's based on your lean body mass, and you need to know what your lean body mass is. But I think that what I saw, and there's nothing like reality speaking the truth to you, because there's a lot of BS in this world, as my friend George Carlin always used to say, everything is BS. But what you can't argue with is reality. And that's where the truth is revealed, in reality. And when you see somebody who is aging and not doing as well as they could, respond and literally bloom like a flower after rain, it's just absolutely amazing. So 1 + 1 = 2. You put that salad in that body, you hydrate the body, you bring enzymes and chlorophyll and antioxidants, and all of a sudden the body starts to do what? Get well. It responds to the nourishment of life. So, and remember also that the salad dressing is as important as the chlorophyll-rich lettuce leaves that you choose. The multicolored salads, do not ruin the salad with a gunky, gross, processed, fragmented, high-sodium, sugar-rich, dead, sterile dressing that you buy in any store. Remember, if you buy a dressing, it's been pasteurized and sterilized. Don't do that. You have to make your own. Use a living oil. Hopefully, it's high in omega-3s or an extra virgin olive oil. And get into that recipe book that Tracy wrote and use the everyday healthy salad dressing as a base and then spice it up with a whole variety of different things. The other thing, too, is that when you don't eat a salad, you end up eating more carbs and the starchy variety generally. So what we saw also is that when you serve the salad only on the table and do not put any other food on the table, people eat more salad that fills them up. They tend to eat less pasta, rice, potato, yams, beans. beans, lentils, whatever that starch is that's served with the meal. So fill up on a big salad as your first course, get it in, and that gives you the enzymes that has a very beneficial effect on the immune system. Okay, good stuff, Trace. So let's move on to our next topic. Who was our last month's special guest?
Well, last month's special guest was Mr. Charles Poliquin. And that was a fantastic interview, and he came up with some really great quotes, and one in particular that we loved, "There is no life without chi."
Yes, and I love that because, of course, chi is the energy that flows. It's the life force. It's what animates us, and he has a particular knowledge of chi that's not common, as do many integrative natural health healers. Qi goes way back into the Orient, into the Chinese philosophy, and beyond that even. And I think that when you research Qi on the internet, you're going to see that it's often tied in with different mystical persuasions and Eastern religions. And this is why Westerners are often afraid. For example, Christians, they're afraid of the concept of Qi. But let's just think of Qi as the God within us, the God in the heavens, the life force, the essence of life. Okay, some people call it chi, some people call it prana, some people call it the force, some people call it Jesus, whatever. But there is this life force that animates everything, and we're getting closer to understanding what it is, and it's not the same as the neurochemical electrical energy in the body. It's something different, so it's very special. And when he said, there's no life without chi, that's awesome. Because, of course, everyone knows that CHI, Corey Hall Institute, is the acronym that relates to chi. So when he said, there's no life without chi, aha, what a great marketing slogan.
And we are definitely going to milk that, aren't we, dear?
Yes, and Charles is such a great guy and really on top of his game, and we talked about his certification program for coaches in strength training, and this guy knows his stuff. So check out Charles Poliquin. He is now one of our education partners. You can go to our education partner page. From the homepage, the bottom left, you'll see his logo there, Charles Poliquin, and you can get to the website. And of course, the beauty of technology is that we can get to where we want to get to very quickly, scan in detail within our own context of time, and find out what it is that might interest us. So all you coaches, personal trainers out there, if you want more of the good stuff when it comes to strength, and how important is that, then I think he is the man. Okay, so our next topic, which I love, our CHI Highway to Health update. So Tracy, what's going on?
Well, we had a wonderful December. And one thing that really excited me was New Year's Eve, or the coming to New Year's Eve. There was more fireworks than I've actually ever seen in my life in one city. It happens to be a tradition here in Hawaii, well, especially in Oahu, in Waikiki anyway, in Honolulu. They take the old bad spirits away by having a lot of fireworks. They're out with a blast. And it started, I guess, a few days before New Year's Eve. You could see on the mountain, we have a nice view, you could see fireworks going off. So at nighttime, we'd sit and we'd have our dinner, George, Tutu and I, and Corey, of course, and we would sit and take a look at all. We'd, hey, I see this. I thought I was hallucinating or something. But it was pretty exciting. As the night moved on, it started off at 5 o'clock at night on New Year's Eve, and it went right through till 1 o'clock in the morning. And the buildup was unbelievable by the time it got to midnight. I've never seen anything like it before in my life. Now, I have seen a lot of fireworks in my life, but not a whole city be involved with it. It's a tradition, as I said, and some of these fireworks sound like gunfire, and they sound like bombs. Some of them are really quite loud and quite scary. So, yeah, it was pretty amazing, but there was a haze of smoke over the mountain, so I don't think it was very helpful for people who have asthma or breathing difficulties.
Well, I learned by watching the local Hawaiian news that 13% of the local population here, which is about 127,000 people, have respiratory illness, and they were warned to stay inside. And we're talking the state of Hawaii, which has probably the cleanest air of any state, of all the 50 states, because of its geography. So it's really quite remarkable, the number of people that fire off these fireworks. It's very controversial. The fire department, of course, is quite against it. The local people love it. But to try and describe the intensity and the amount of fireworks that are going off continuously all night long and then with massive explosions towards the end, and it's not just concentrated in one area, it is everywhere that the eye can see throughout our vista, and it's just extraordinary. We had probably the best view you could imagine where we are situated. So that was a remarkable experience. One of the things that I like about Hawaii is the constancy of the temperature. It's pretty much the same temperature all year long. You can go on the internet and check that out, and you can see that it does go down a little bit to like the low 70s, and then it's up into the mid 80s, and sometimes it gets up into the 90s, but it's pretty consistent. So Christmas comes and goes, and unless they put up a Christmas tree, you wouldn't even know that it was Christmas time. And we found that outside of the fireworks and then the next day walking around on the street, it was kind of light. So people party and celebrate differently all over the world, and this was another experience to add to our notches on our belts. And again, isn't that part of life, is to experience it, to fill up on it, to expand your consciousness, to determine what it is that you really want to do. And of course, for us, what we're trying to do is spread the word, spread the joy of health, connect with people, make an impact, and then move on to another section of the world and keep doing that. And then in that process, what Tracy and I are doing is really feeling the buzz of the chi of life, which I think I just sort of coined a concept.
I don't think I have much choice to feel the chi. What do you think?
You got to feel the chi. I think that native populations going in the past, if you lived in an environment like this where they had no calendar, you would not know it was Christmas. So that's all kind of made up. Same with New Year's. It's all man-made. And I don't mean to take away the value of it when it comes to family and the joyfulness and the celebration, but the commercial aspect, the artificial aspect, the fabric of what it has become as opposed to what it really means, if you take away all the superficiality of it, what you're left with is still yourself and your conduct and your character. And it's really nice to examine yourself in the new year and to take the time to really come to terms with what it is that you really want to do. And I just think that 2010 is just going to be a spectacular year. Right, Trace?
Absolutely. 2010, 2010, depends on how you say it. Okay, so what else did we do in the month of December? It seems like a year ago, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, we are working on completion of our CHI teaching program. And Tracy, you were spending a lot of time going through the SNUs, some of the tutorials and some of the guest interviews, and putting together the exams. And again, you can get to their website. This is designed for CSNA masters to teach. And so you go through the CSNA program, and then you become a master, and now you're able to teach the program, generate some revenue, teach for the satisfaction of teaching, and expand your business. That's the idea. You draw people to you as a teacher. You teach them the course. We're just working now on the video aids for the teachers. And then what you do is you download everything. You get a CHI teaching certificate. You're a master's. There is a price for the master's to pay for the CHI teaching program. It's going to be $995. It's a one-time fee, and then you can continue to teach that program. It's 12 weeks, and again, more details on the site. Just click the teaching button on the homepage. So we're very excited about this Principles of Sports Nutrition course, because we're going to be able to expand our horizons as other people are able to do what they want to do in their business, which is expand and grow and, of course, generate some revenue.
Well, one of the neat things for me doing this and making test questions up was listening and going back into the archives of the SNU. And I get goosebumps when I listen to all the special guest interviews. They are just filled with timeless topics and information that just is overwhelming. And it's just aha moments that you have. But one of the things about this teaching program that I'm really, really excited about is the fact that we get a lot of people inquiring about the CSNA online education program that we offer. And they say, well, what can I do with this certification? Where can I go with this once I've got it? So now we have a teaching program that they can work with and they can generate cash flow for themselves and also help other people and use their knowledge. And it's a win-win situation. It works out perfect. So I'm really excited about it. But listening to SNU, listening to the audio is part of the course. And I tell you, it's fantastic. All those archives that we have, we're going on to our 100th pretty quick. We'll let you know when that happens.
Yeah, we've got some great new speakers lined up this year and looking forward to that. The other part of our excitement is looking forward to Camp Hawaii, April 15th to the 18th. And our speakers are confirmed. Dustin Dilberg, he is an integrative natural therapist. He has a lot of fantastic experience. He specializes in surfing. He's a surf instructor, and he treats the surfers with their sports injuries. And, of course, he works with his parents on Kauai, the island of Kauai, the island of love, the Garden Isle. And they have a wonderful clinic there. I believe his father is a chiropractor. So they get into all kinds of acupuncture, massage therapy, natural integrative therapy, and, of course, Egoscue, which is what he's going to talk about at the camp. Andre Potvin, what a wonderful man, a great friend with InfoFit. He's an entrepreneur. He's very creative. He's on the ball. He specializes in rehab and exercise physiology, and he is an education partner with CHI. We're very happy to have him come out and present. Chad Benson is also an entrepreneur. He's a mover and a shaker. He's on the ball. Now, all these people have websites, and if you go to the Camp Hawaii webpage, just look at the speaker roster, look at what they're talking about, and then click their website link, and then go into the website and have a look, surf around, get an idea of what they have to offer. Finally, we have Karen McCoy, and she's also an entrepreneur, a businesswoman. She's going to talk about women, health, what they need, what they require, what they want. Chad is going to get into training, how to prepare and periodize. He's got a special, unique concept that he ties in with the nature of the game. You don't just train the same way all year long. You've got to change it up, and you've got to know how to change it and when to change it and why to change it. So all these people are managing businesses. All these people are very creative, filled with passion. It's not just the information that you're going to glean from their presentation. You're going to connect and mix and network with the energy of Hawaii combined with their expertise and power. And then our hikes, our sprints on the beach, our swimming, a wonderful luau. I mean, I really want to encourage people out there to think twice about this camp. We have an offer. It's $695 for two or more. The regular price is $995 for the camp. It's 4 days. It's about 8 to 10 hours a day, and I'm telling you, it'll change your life. It'll pick up your feet. It'll give you a new incentive, and you're going to come back with just a ton of great information to be able to apply in your own business, in your own personal life, so that you can get healthy and well. So always lots on the go, always lots to think about. We're moving forward. We're really, really looking forward to this camp. And, of course, Tracy and I are already talking about our next phase of our tour from here, looking at Fiji, New Zealand, Australia, just prime areas where our students are waiting for us to come and visit them. And, of course, we're excited because as we move, tour, and meet new people, we expand our business, but also we expand our life experience and stay well through that process. Remember, that's the key. No matter what anybody is doing, whether it's raising a family, building a business, building a building, digging a hole, whatever it is that they're doing, eat whole food. Train on a regular basis. Take your vitamins and minerals and supplements, and you will stay well. That's a guarantee. That is something that we can really bank on. Okay, so that's it for our He Said, She Said. And now we get to Tracy. What is your final word?
My final word is by John Burroughs. One resolution I have made and try always to keep is this: to rise above the little things.